We are learning Masechta Zuma, Daf Chavav, Amar Aleph, and we're beginning from the Mishnah. This parak talks about all the lotteries. We already talked about the first two. The first pious of the day was for the Chumas Hadeshev. The second pious of the day was for the Tamid and other things that came along with it. 13 different Kahanim were Zeichet, different things. Dishin Mizbeach Privish was cleaning the Mizbeach Privish, the Menorah, and also bring up the Ivarim to the Kevash. And of course, Mishaych and Mizarek, that was the second pious. What's the third pious? A pious Ashlishi, Chadoshim le Keteres, Bo'u ve'fisu. The third pious was for the Keteres. They had to do Keteres after the Talmud and before they were Makir of the Ibarim, they brought the Talmud. They brought the Keteres. So they had a lottery now who should get the Keteres. And there they announced only people who never did, only Kahanim who never did Keteres should come to this lottery. If you did Keteres, they do not come to this lottery. I'm seeing the Gemara why. Harvi, the fourth pious is Chadashim im Yeshanim. The Chadashim with the Yeshanim come, even people, even Kahanim who did this Avodah already. Who brings up the Avarim from the Kevash to the Mizbeach? Like we learned yesterday, part of the pious was six Kahanim to bring the different Avarim of the Tamid to the Kevash. What was six Kahanim? For Rosh and the Regal, the Shtei Hedayim, the Ukitz HaRegel, the Chazba Geir, the Panas, and the Kavayim. Which order? We had five Meshitas yesterday. These were the six different Avarim, parts of limbs that were brought to the Kevash. They were only brought to the Kevash. Now you need someone to bring from the Kevash to the Mizbeach, to the Akhtara. So you had another pious for that. Now, how many people were Zeich in that? So how many people was there and bring the varim to the Kevash back? The Mishnah doesn't say. So on one hand, you can say it's six, because it's six, it takes six people. On the other hand, maybe it was one person who did all the bringing up. It's Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi's Mashmah, it's one person, one Kohen, brought it off on the Kevash to Mizbeach. But the other Rishonim, Ritva, and other Rishonim bring down a sad that it's six, the Kohen. Just like it took six Kohen to bring it from the Makom Mishchita to the Kevash. From the Kevash to Mizbeach also, is another six people, another six Kohen. Not one time. Make six trips. Make six trips and bring it up. So the Gemara Vayta. Tanya, Tano, we learned in the Braisa, Ma'olam Loishana Adam, Ba. The Kohen never did Keteres twice. My time. That's why you made a lottery only for the new Kohanim who never did Keteres. My time. What's the reason for this? Amar Chayina, Replay Shema Sheres. Because it's a school of Ashiris, and therefore we want to give everyone a chance to get this school of Ashiris, so don't do it twice. And actually, this is a makar, and the Ramah brings down in Hilchos Mila that a person should not give a sandik to the same person twice. Why not? Because it's doimah to the Keteres, and it's ma'asheres. That's what the Ramah says. Just to know, the Goyin of an art says, this is ein loy shachar, this is lashon. He writes it, it doesn't make any sense. And he says two reasons. First of all, im kain, just like a Kohen can never have Keteres twice, a person shouldn't take sandik twice. We know he takes another Keteres twice. Why is it get one person? That's one kasha. Yes, another kasha is I never saw him getting rich from the mila. This is a Goyin writing, and therefore he holds that there's a different shot. Why if one family doesn't give the sounding twice? He says because shavas b'da chassid. I and the Goyin hilchos mila. Al kaponim, the Gemara says over here like again to us is the Keteres is not done twice because it's ma'asheres. I'm gonna pop up Levi. My time. What's your makar? That it's ma'asheres. That's the idea of car from the Torah that it's a school of Ashiris. And because you're not going to let a kohen do it twice. My time. Ilim Shemuchsev says in the Pasuk in Parashat Shemuchsev Bracha, Yisimu Keteira Ba'apecha, V'chalil HaMizbechecha. We're talking about Kabbanis. Yisimu Keteira Ba'apecha is the Keteiris. V'chal HaMizbechecha is the Eilois. And then it's the next Pasuk, Baruch Hashem Cheiloi Ufail Yod of Tirtza. You're going to resign it to a bracha in your possessions and in your work. So you see, there's a school of Ashiris. So if that's the reason, because it says, if you bring an oil, also should have Ashiris. The Chassid says in Pasuk, and after says, Baruch Hashem Chayla. So if that's the Makar, why don't you have it by oil as well? And for the Gemara, Amalei, Ha Shchicha, Vahalo Shchicha. Oil is Shchiach, because anyone who wants could bring it for the Dava. Keteres is not Shchiach, because it's only brought twice a day, and that's it. You can't bring it for the Dava. So what's the Gemara's Tarot? So Rashi learns the Gemara's Tarot says, Umistavra, that when it says Baruch Hashem Cheloi, it's going on the Keteres part of the Pasuk, not the Oil part of the Pasuk. Because if not, Rashi says, The in like in Karl Shirim, everyone will be Ashirim, everyone will be rich. So it has to be going on thing as less shriach. That's the way the Rashi learns. The Taisis Sharim learns a little different. Taisis Sharim says, no, both you talk, you get school of Ashir is for Oila also. But Oila, if you want to get rich, bring Oila yourself. Bring Oila. But the Qatar is not up to you, therefore we don't let a guy so a kind do it twice, we say Chadashim im Yisharim. This Agav, just this reminds me of something that's no shaykhis, but it's one of my things. You know, a guy doesn't get Aliyah in shul, he gets very insulted. I ain't get Aliyah. Then they sell Aliyah for $3, for all three Aliyahs, by the way. $3 for mitzvahs. $3. Coffee is expensive, $3. Aliyah, no. $3 is too expensive. So, if you want something, buy it yourself. Same thing with Oila here. You bring Oila, you want to get rich, bring Oila. That's all. Oh, it's a bezoyin. If you're in a shul, they sell me $3, you don't buy it. It's a bezoyin, I tell you not to buy an Aliyah. Omer Rabba. Unless the guy never buys a coffee. Omer Rabba. It says in the Gemara over here like this. Once you mention Mezois HaBracha, so we want to dash some more Pesuk in Mezois HaBracha. Amar Rava. Lo Mishkachas Tzuvah Merabonon Demayri El Osim Shevet Levi Oim Shevet Yisachar. You only find Hayra'ah will come from Shevet Levi or Shevet Yisachar. Why? Because the Torah says like this. Levi, the Chassid, says the Pasuk Yoru Mishvatecha LeYakov. So it says, they're going to teach the dinim to Klal Yisrael. You see, Levi is Musugul Lahira, Yisachar. The Pasuk of Yisachar, the Chsiv, it's Pasuk in the Vrayam, Bnei Yisachar, Yoideh Bina Le'idim, Adas, Mayasi Yisrael. So you see also that Yisachar are Musugul, they're Royu, and they're for Hira, to Paskim. Frank Dimar of Emi Yehuda. Also, it says by Yehuda, also, Naam Nechsev Yehuda Mechaiki. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Li Gilav Limnasha, Ephraim Vais Reish Yehuda Mechaiki. Mechaiki was a Lashon of Paskening. So Gemara says, Esuk Yishmaitz Liv Dehilkas Akamina. That even though they Paskin, we don't always Paskin like them. We only Paskin like Levi and Yisachar, but they're not Zeichet Behalacha Kamaisim. That's when Rashi speaks out. That even though Yehuda maybe sometimes tries to get involved in the Rav, it's not always Halacha. Like them. Avshar inchi m'shevet Yehuda, as Mashar says, gam shoychom lezochu liyas halacha kamoisam. Asher ekim m'shevet Levi Yisachar, shechom shvem moirim hiras liba dehilchasa. Tois actually asked, then why do you have to go to Tehillim? Why don't you bring a pasuk in the Torah by Yaakov's bracha? It says, lo yosho shevet mi Yehuda, u'mechoikik m'bein ragla. That's Tois' top Tois' ask. Why do you have to go to Tehillim? It's a pasuk in the Torah. So Tois' answers that he bebracha hu diksev. It's a bracha, but this is a saying lemaisa. So that's why it's kash from here. What? Yeah. So he's talking about the Gemara's. In the Gemara's days. Yeah, you don't have sachin. Maybe we do. Could we have a few people? There was different people over the Doris, from Dom, from this. There was a Rebbe, it was Bnei Yisachar. I don't know. Bnei Yisachar. Could we come from there? Talk to Gemara. Rabbi Yechron. Now back to the regular program, back to our sugi over here. What about the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim? We said the second pious was for Talmud Shel Shachar. The third pious was for Keteris. The fourth pious was for the bringing the Evarim to the Kavish. L'chara, we have more pious in the pious of Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. So Omer Rabbi Yechon, Eim Mefaisim by Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. So who gets it? The one, the Kohanim, who did all the Talmud Shel Shachar, they do the same job when it comes to Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. We know every day brought two to me, the one in the morning, one in the evening. So whatever they did in the morning, they did in the evening. You do Keteris two times, yeah. You don't do Keteris two times. But that thing we're not talking about, what? It's a good question. It's a good question. No, it's a good question. We'll get to that in a second. But now we're talking about the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. Now, the 13, we're talking about the second pious. The 13 that we use for Kohanim. The 13 we used for the first Talmud Shel Shachar, what happened to Talmud Shel Abayim? So Rabbi Yechon says, no pious, the same people did it. Keteris we'll see in a second. Meisvei, I'm asking how to Abayim said. Abayim says, G'shem Shem Afisim Shachris, Kach Afisim Abayim. It says, it's just like there's a pious in the morning, there's a pious in the evening. So it's a Kasha, and for the Gemara, Moshe's Teres, and for the Gemara, Ki Tanya Hi, Bik Keteris. That price of my Keteris, Keteris taka because a certain person should do it twice, that in the morning and the evening. Masha Inkin, Rabbi Yechon says, Talmud Shel Ben Abayim did not have its own pious. Frey the Gemara Kasha, Vatanya, Keshem Shem Afisim Loi, Shachras, Kach Afisim Loi Arvis. The same way you have a pious in the morning and a pious in the evening. So why don't we answer over here also, it's Keteris? So Zok Tais, what?
Keteris at night.
There is Keteris at night. We just said there is Keteris at night. In the evening. The same thing, why don't you answer the same answer here? It says, Again, the price says now, Tanya, Ksusha Faisal Shaka, Faisal Arab, it's the same thing we're looking for, Beira Bayim. So, there's no Tamar tonight either, by the way. There's no Tamar tonight either. It's just even Octaris. So, what's the word Kasha? So, Tysus explains, because there's a Lashon Law, you're Lashon Lashon Zachar. And by, it can be going on Octaris, Octaris Lashon Akeva. This is going on Zachar, so we see it's going on the Tamid, which is a Zachar. That's the word Kasha. Aim a law. Change the gears to law. But now, break the Marav Tanya, this is, you can't get out of this next price. It says, Ksusha Faisal Law Shachar, Kach Faisal Law Arvis. Ksusha Faisal Law Shachar, Kach Faisal Law Arvis. So in this price, it's saying both. Ketiris and Tomid Shel Ben Abayim have their own lottery. Because it says, Ksusha Faisal Law Shachar, they're just talking about the Tomid. Just like in the morning, you have a lottery, Kach Faisal Law Arvis. In the evening, you have a lottery. Ksusha Faisal Law Shachar, which is Ketiris, Kach Faisal Law Arvis. So now it's Shver, what's your vehicle and saying? There's no new price in the afternoon for the Tomid Shel Ben Abayim. Here it's the first price. Yeah, Omar Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak. Halacha b'Shabbos Askinon. This price, it says there's a new price in the evening to one Shabbos. Why? Because there you can't have the same kohen in the morning doing the evening. Why not? Because that was the day they switched mishmaris. They switched the groups of kohanim. So the kohen's not around anymore. He leaves now. He's not doing avodah anymore. Hoil mishamris mishmaris mischatzu. Since then there's a new mishmar, and therefore you have to switch it. So we answer now. The price is not shvar at all. The price now that says that there's a new pious in the afternoon is only on Shabbos because there you have no choice. So Rabbi Yechon is saying you don't do another pious because whoever did it in the morning did it in the evening. Besides, when you have to have a new pious because there's no the Mishmar is now switching. In the half minute of the Gemara thought the price meant that there's a new pious in the evening for the Tomash Rabbi or for the Ktiris. Nefishalu pious. There's extra pious. We know there's only four pious. There's extra pious. And for the Gemara, if you don't have me, you'll say, Maisikulam Mitzafra also. Everyone comes in the morning. And the Zachar and Shachar, Zachar. And they make a special pious for the evening either. It's like when you sell Elias for in Simchas Torah, you do a night for the next day also. Same thing, they had a lottery in the morning. They also made a lottery for the evening, even though that wasn't the time for the carbon. But the Maisik, the Gemara's coming last Gana, there's no new pious. Rabbi Yechon, there's no new pious for the evening. Now the question is, what about Ketiris? Rebecca said, remember, there's no new pious Tomash Rabbayim. What about Ketiris? Because on one hand, at the beginning of the Gemara, we were masking, yeah, but once we answered that the price talking about Shabbos, so now there's no hachrach, no reason to say for sure that there was a new pious for the Ketiris. And because, what? No, I know, but the problem is, like the kasha is, the kasha, if there is another pious, then it's taka, extra pious. Right. It's not that kasha. And, you know, so the Torah has two terusim. Either Torah is that whoever wins the Torah Shal Shachris, the guy next to him gets Torah Shal Abayim. That's one Torah Shal Ritva. Another Torah Shal Ritva is, he taka does it twice. Ah, you know, I'll do it twice. Is the Torah of the day is one Torah. It's one Torah, yeah. And therefore, the morning and evening is like one din Torah, and that's one school together. Right. So that'll be one school. That's what the Ritva says. That's the Tupshat and Ritva. So nothing more about it. It says the Revi Chadashim and Mishanim. The fourth lottery is even Kahanim who did the Avodah already. They get to do the Avodah of bringing the Kevesh from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach. We had several Chagos Ritva and Rashi. It was one Kahanim or six Kahanim. So at the Gemara, Masisim Loikar Rabbi Yezbe Yaakov, our Mishnah that says there's a special lottery to bring up for the Kahanim, to bring up the Evarim from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach, not Rabbi Yezbe Yaakov. The time went to the Mishnah. Rabbi Yezbe Yaakov, Aymer, Hamala Evarim LeKevesh, whoever brought the Evarim to the Kevesh in the first place, who Mala Oysa Mizbeach? He brings it to the Mizbeach. There's a break in between. While, after they shech the Talmud, they bring all the Evarim to the Kevesh, then they take a break because they have to Ketiris, all the things. Then they come back, the same Kahanim come back, according to Rabbi Yezbe Yaakov, and they bring it up in the lottery. The same Kahanim who did it till now, who brought the Rosh Regalia, brings it up. The same one. But my comment, because what's Biram Achayis Rabbi Yaakov and the Tanakh of our Mishnah? Marasava Brevam Haris Melech. Our Tanakh holds it's better to have more Kahanim, the better. More Kahanim, the better, because that shows covered. It's not Erechara to look like it's too big of a pain for you to come back and bring it. You need new Kahanim. It looks like it's too hard for you. Therefore, you come back and do the job yourself. That's the covet. So, what's the covet? Is the covet to have more Kahanim? What the covet is to show Chavivis, and I want to bring it myself. So now, comes up here, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. There is missing a pious, by the way. Taisa says before, I think we spoke about yesterday, that you have to have four pious. Fear of Lezim Yaakov, you don't have a fourth pious because the same Kahanim brought it up. So you're missing a pious. So actually, there's a chance it's not a pious. Why? We had a Gemara before that there's a machta, a job of bringing the machta also to the Keteris. So Rabbi Yehuda says no pious for that. Rabbi Yehuda said that the guy next to him was zeichet to that. The Kubri of Lezvi Yaakov holds that that was the fourth pious, bringing the machta. That's the Gemara I'm going to bring out right now. So the Gemara, Amar Rav, loy Rabbi Lezvi Yaakov is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lezvi Yaakov, who needs a fourth pious, he doesn't know Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that there's another pious for the machta, bringing in the shovel with the coals for the Keteris. But loy Rabbi Yehuda said Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold Rabbi Yaakov, because if he held Rabbi Yaakov, then there's only three paisim, because Rabbi Yehuda holds no pious for the shovel. So Rabbi Yehuda holds a Gartana Kama that Rabbi Lezer, that there is a pious for bringing the kevesh on top, for bringing the Ivarim from the kevesh to Mizbeach. For Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaakov, there's okay, basa paisis. If either one doesn't work out, they're missing a pious. The Yimishkachas Tana Tani Chomish, if you ever find the Tana in Shah, says there were five paisim, then you know he holds a who, the Loika Lezer Yaakov. He holds not Lezer Yaakov, he holds there is a pious from the kevesh to the mizbeach, with the loy Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, because if you're Rabbi Yehuda, there's no pious amachta. He'll hold, there's also a pious amachta. So if you have, Tanis has five pious, you know what they are? They're, the first one's Shuvah Zedeshen, second one's the Tamid, third is the Keteris, fourth is the Machta Keteris, and fifth is the Kevesh to the mizbeach. So if you have a Tanis, it'll be not like Rabbi Yehuda, and not like Rabbi Yehuda.